The United States took its post-war plans for Iraq to the United Nations today. U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte introduced a resolution in the Security Council that would lift the sanctions imposed after Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990. The document is co-sponsored by Britain and Spain. Today, France and Germany said a number of points need to be clarified before a vote on the resolution.
One of the countries the Bush administration will have to win over is Russia. Russia was a staunch critic of the war. So far, Russia has given contradictory signals about its position on sanctions. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports, this reflects what some regard as Moscow's broader uncertainty of how to approach its ties with the U.S.
Few here in Moscow are willing to bet how Russia will play its cards. Yesterday, Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov said Russia supported lifting those sanctions which directly hurt the Iraqi people. But today, Russia's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Lavrov, said he would pose lots of questions about the draft document. And President Vladimir Putin has demanded UN weapons inspectors return to Iraq to certify the country has no banned weapons before sanctions can be lifted. Many expected Putin to soften his criticism of the U.S. after the fall of Baghdad. Instead, unlike his anti-war coalition partners, Germany and France, he's gone out of his way to be abrasive. Putin has mocked the U.S. failure to find banned weapons in Iraq. Today on Red Square, Putin reviewed a military parade as Russia marked the 58th anniversary of the Allied victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Speaking to thousands of troops, he took what some here considered a thinly veiled swipe at the U.S. and Britain. In these days, we again refer to the war's lessons, Putin said, referring to World War II. We don't have the right to forget why the fascists claim for themselves the right to resolve the fate of the world, the fates of other countries and peoples. Viktor Kremenyuk of the USA Canada Institute says Putin, who faces re-election in less than a year, is playing to a public which thinks he's made too many concessions to the U.S. over the last year and a half.
The majority of the Russians, they regard Mr. Putin's American policy as failed because he was so happy with his relationship. Now the Iraqi crisis has revealed the fact that the U.S. simply is not inclined, you know, to take Russian position seriously.
Kremenyuk says that as a result, Putin has let some of his ministers, like Foreign Minister Ivanov, make conciliatory gestures toward the U.S. while maintaining a hard personal line.
It's, a mixture of half cooperation, half confrontation, you know. So the problem is, will Mr. Putin find some position towards the U.S., which would be acceptable for the majority of the Russians, at least in the period before the election?
Others see Russian foreign policy as simply in disarray, like analyst Nikolai Zlobin, who spoke at a symposium on U.S.-Russian relations, which took place in Washington this week.
I don't see the strategic line anymore in Russian foreign policy. This is the first lesson I think we should to consider. Second lesson, I think we should realize that Russia doesn't have a solid foreign policy in general.
Zlobin says it's hard to expect a consistent Russian foreign policy when the country is still undergoing a deep political transformation. Andrew Cutchins of the Carnegie Endowment calls this transformation post-imperial stress syndrome. He explains what it's produced.
An identity crisis. It was rather clear as to what the Soviet Union was all about, and the Russians have been trying to search now for the last decade or so as to what they are all about and what is their mission.
But the coming weeks may go a long way in determining the shape of Russia's ties with the U.S., at least in the near term. Putin will have to decide how Russia will vote on sanctions against Iraq. And Secretary of State Colin Powell visits Russia next week. Powell's trip will set the stage for a crucial June 1st meeting between Putin and President Bush at a summit in the Russian city of St. Petersburg. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.